What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, right. I forgot. It's Abe's birthday.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, all right.
I forgot. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here live in just a beautiful,
Awesome.
Branch. Just lovely. It's crazy, man. We've had a really bad weather training camp this year, probably the worst we've ever had. We got tents. We got waterproof clothes. We're not going to melt. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? First of all, happy born day to my man Abe over there.
40?
Big 40. 4-0, bro. Big you're a grown-ass MF-ing man
Look
right now.
But
good for you, man.
Well done.
But, yeah, it is like you said, it's never been like this up here. But, yet, we are in the house, got the tent. There are still fans here and everything. So, you know, they'll stop by and do all those things. But as you get ready, coming off of a preseason game that they had last on Friday, having another team come in for the joint practice where in today's realm of the NFL they look at this as the most important part of it because your starters will get all the reps against their starters and your twos and all those things. And that means you don't have to play in the game. All right. Well, hopefully they go out there. A lot of great competition, and it's always like that because you're playing against another team. So that's going to be always the best thing about it. But, yeah, coming off of what I thought, you know, I didn't watch the offense as much, wasn't honed in, but defense, we're talking about on the game on Friday, really, really, like, just honed in on it. And I tell you this, man.
What'd you hone in on?
I know you go competition, wasn't that first team because, you know, Detroit has one of the best offensive lines in football.
They do.
But the way this young core of defensive players was flying around, I took immediate note, immediate sight to watching these dudes fly around, hit people, create turnovers, just things that you can't coach, just playing fast and hard. And, you know, that just helps you get ingratiated with the guys who weren't there. So I was impressed with them.
Yeah, no, I was too. It was really fun to watch. You know, without getting too deep into you know, player on player matchups and stuff like that, they did what they were supposed to do against a backup offensive line, right?
Yes.
Because a lot of those guys that were, we talked about this all week last week, a lot of the guys that were on the field for the Falcons on Friday night are guys that are going to be on the field for the Falcons for 17 weeks.
Yep.
Like these guys are they're young, but they're starters. And I like that they got a lot of the guys out there, even maybe that aren't as young, you know what I mean? Like Ebikidi played. I didn't know if he would or not, but he did and obviously looked really good. And they looked like a bunch of starters versus a bunch of backups in the NFL, which is great because that's what it was. That's what it was. So you like to see that. We've talked a lot about a lot of different preseason games where the Falcons have been playing their starters against backups, and it hasn't looked like that. So I'm not going to take anything away from the way that they looked because they played the guys that were out there, and they looked significantly better than them. They also just, I don't know, they just looked physical.
Yeah.
There was a lot of energy.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was really nice to see the defense look like that.
Yeah, man, and I'm going to tell you now, If he can translate, that damn Dorlas is like a player, man. Mm-hmm. He looks like a player. He really does like a player on the interior. Has some nice plays. Saw some clips, some all 22 clips. I mean, and when he was in the wrong gap, he found a way to fight his way back out of it. Now, if you're playing against a better lineman, he going to keep your ass in there. So those are things that he's going to have to work on. But, yeah, just those guys running to the ball. I know that it was a big thing about James Pierce Jr. being double-teamed and chipped. That was more or less for them, not him. You know, they're like, okay, we got to help this guy out. No matter who's over there, we got to help him out, because obviously you don't want your game plan to be wrecked and everything. But, I mean, he was continuously coming after people. It was good to see Bam Bam with the big old hit, which was a crap call, by the way.
The damn referee
predetermined it already.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the unfortunate part about ball is.
And then I think just because it was offsetting, they were like, yeah, we'll just do whatever. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
Nah, that was crap. That was a great hit.
That was a crap call, man.
Hit him with his shoulder right after the ball got there. Yeah. In his body, like there was nothing illegal about that play at all.
No.
And you love to see it, man, because here's the thing about Helms is back end of his rookie year, he looked pretty good when he had to play a little bit more than he was anticipating playing. And coming into camp and then, you know, preseason last year when he got hurt, like he was looking good. Like he was a guy that probably was going to get some playing time. And then obviously he gets hurt and misses the season. Great to see him back out there looking the way that he looked.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's anybody's job to me.
Like,
obviously, you know, Jesse Bates is going to be one of the safeties.
Yep.
The other safety job is open to competition, and I think that DeMarco Helms went out there and acquitted himself really well on Friday. Had a better day than any of the other safeties.
Yep. Reminded you that, you know, that he can be a force and a factor when given the opportunity to go out there and play. But, yeah, there still is a healthy competition between those three guys, and all of them are going to make the team, and they're all going to play. It's just who's going to play more than the other, Buck. And that's one of the one thing you always want to be out there. Another one was this damn old Lenny, huh? Oh, Lenny just kabaya.
Just had to make it a little bit more interesting.
Like all the stuff we talked about last week, oh, this is young Wade Koo, and oh, well, they can keep him on the roster because of the exemption for a player, all those different things, and he gets his opportunity and kabaya.
57, no problem.
Kabaya.
Now, he missed from 53, so I guess, I don't know, he made one and missed one, but 57, that thing would have been good from 65.
Dude, bam.
There was a 70-yarder made in one of the other games.
Yeah, the kid from Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville kid makes a 70-yard field goal. Also, the Lions had a guy make a 57-yarder in the game on Friday night with no problem. These kickers these days, man.
They got that boom.
50-plus is no big deal for kickers in the NFL these days.
It's one of the things where you're like, you should be automatic.
Yeah.
59 in. It should be automatic the way these dudes can boom the football nowadays. But, yeah, it was funny as hell to watch him do that yesterday after we talked all last week. Well, Koo's looking good. And I'm not saying because he hit the 57-yarder, he's putting pressure on Koo. I still think Koo's going to be the kicker.
Koo didn't play because Koo didn't have to.
I still think he's going to be the kicker day one. But, yeah, it was good to see it. It's always whenever you get the opportunity to see the younger players play that you probably read about. Surprised Braylon Trice didn't play. But I think there's probably a reason why he didn't.
What do you think the reason would be?
Maybe he's not ready health-wise, maybe, to go out there and play in a competition like that. Hopefully you get to see more of him this week, because I do think that he can be a factor with this team.
Yeah, I hope so. That was something that Joe Patrick talked to us about on Friday. We asked him about Trice. Was, I don't know, maybe just a little concern because of he hasn't been getting as many reps in the rotation at edge. They've been trying him out in some other spots, maybe to see if they can get something from him in other spots, and then maybe some whispers in the background about trying to put some more weight on so they can move him inside. I mean, I don't know. When you haven't played a game and they're already starting to think about ways to move you,
yeah,
it doesn't seem great.
But I'm saying, like, you drafted him third round last year. He's your pick. He's not a pick from another regime. You picked this guy.
True.
And
you did draft him with a different defensive coordinator.
That is true. But, I mean, if you, I think that if you look at the scheme and the whatever you want to call it, the base is still the same.
Yeah.
You know, is the scheme different as far as attacking and all those things?
I don't know. The defensive coordinator was also his coach in college at one point. So you know what I mean?
That's there had to be. Was he one of those
guys? I think it's okay to assume there was a little Jimmy Lake
the table,
influence the table for him.
On that pick. Yes, pounding the table for him, everything like
and
that.
And he also has got hurt since then. Like, that's the thing. Like, you drafted a guy who you thought was going to be this, and since then he had a season-ending injury, and it doesn't look the same since.
No.
And it happens.
Yeah, and you're absolutely great. That happens. And you put yourself in a situation where you're already uphilling right now because you're like fifth on the depth chart. If you look at the two deep as far as edge rush, you got two first-round picks. You got a veteran who's done it, and you got a guy who was ascending last year on this squad playing in front of you. So, yeah, it's going to be one of those uphill challenges for him. But I would love to see – I'm sure they, too – want to see and get an opportunity to watch him go against in some live game action, not just out there on the practice
field. I have to feel like him not playing Friday wasn't like some of these other veterans not playing Friday.
Yes.
I think it's pretty fair to assume that it was they just didn't feel like he was ready yet, which is a bummer because, you know, that's a pretty high draft pick and a guy who's at a position that we're hoping to see a lot from, not just him, but all these guys. And Friday night you did get to see some from other guys, like you said. Arnold Ebikidi looked really good. They forced a handful of fumbles.
Yes.
They got a couple of them, which was great to see.
Yes.
They were swarming. They were swarming on that Lions offense in the first half, which was awesome. I'm with you. There wasn't a ton to take from the offense just because most of the guys that played aren't going to be guys that are going to play, knock on wood.
Yeah.
But if Easton Stick has to come in,
at
least he's capable.
He played well. He did. He played well. And I think that's the biggest thing you want to see from your young quarterbacks because as long as Kurt's on this team, Kurt's going to be the backup, to Michael Penix Jr. when the season starts. But, I mean, you can get all the reps you can from this young guy, Ethan Stick, because you never know. If you do move on from Kurt, and that's depending on what happens around the league and somebody and he becomes available, this kid might be your backup quarterback, or do you go out there and trade for one of these veterans on all these teams? Because there's so many veteran quarterbacks on other teams right now. You look at where the Giants are. I mean, you can make a case that Jameis can be tradable or something like that. But you're making a point about it. Most teams are carrying three quarterbacks now anyway.
True.
And so then you have the opportunity to also have that fourth guy, emergency, whatever you want to call it. So, I mean, there's opportunities out there if you want to go find a veteran. But I think as long as this kid can continue, and he played really well.
Yeah.
For them to have, like, okay, well, there's a possibility that if we do move on, we can use this guy. Because he's been a backup in the league. And he's played in games because somebody got hurt.
That's right.
He hasn't come in.
Yeah, he was the backup with the Chargers a couple years ago.
And so he knows.
Herbert got hurt, and he had to play a bunch of games.
Yeah. So he has the experience of playing.
Yeah. I think what you can say about him is, first of all, he did his job on Friday night.
Yes.
So credit for that.
Yes.
But secondly, he's very clearly an NFL-quality backup quarterback.
Yes,
which
yes.
is all you want from your backup quarterback, right?
Yes.
Like, if you get to the point where Easton Stick has to start a handful of games, like
you're
he
in
did,
trouble.
Yeah, then you're in trouble, and you know, and most teams are going to be like that. Obviously, the Falcons are in a slightly different spot this year, as it stands right now, because they have a $40 million backup quarterback.
Yes.
So if you had to go to him at some point, God forbid, you'd feel more comfortable with that than most teams would. But maybe Easton Stick gives you a little comfort if a team gets an injury to their quarterback and you end up finding a way to trade Cousins, then you don't have to go out and get one of those veterans. Either way, it was nice to see him get out there and do what he did. Chris Blair had an awesome touchdown catch. I don't know that Chris Blair is going to make the team.
But
I know he's
awesome.
Been a practice squad before, but you know what? Chris Blair is always going to have that still shot of him catching a one-handed touchdown.
Blow it up.
In an NFL game. Zoom in so you don't see the empty seats.
Yeah.
And he's going to have that forever.
Hell yeah.
Which is badass.
That is going to be on the wall somewhere. Big blown up and all those different things because I mean, you can't rewrite these moments and there's still a possibility. I mean, he's in the battle for that sixth spot.
You never know.
And another thing we always talk about, the comfortability that an organization has with you. He's a prime practice squad guy because he knows their system.
Yeah.
If something happens, we know we can bring him up. He knows the system and all those different things. So there's no, like, he's, you know, done or he won't be. You know, that's the only play that he'll make as a Falcon. He'll still have opportunities, but when you can make a play the way he made, damn right it's a big deal.
The other thing that's nice about Easton Stick, and then we'll take a break and come back and do what's trending and talk about other stuff, but he played well enough to where you can actually evaluate the fifth and sixth wide receivers.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, there's been some pretty bad quarterback play here in preseasons.
Yes.
Where you have to feel for some of these guys. Like, I'm trying to make this team as the last wide receiver. We got a quarterback in here who can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Right.
Like, it's nice to have a quarterback who can actually go out there and play the position. So not only for himself, but for those guys that are trying to make the team too. All right. We're live in Flowery Branch. First hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We will come back and tell you what's trending. Also, David Onyemata is going to stop by the show here in the 11 o'clock hour at some point when practice wraps up. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Here is Stick in the gun. Detroit bringing five. He'll loop for Blair. Caught it! Touchdown, Atlanta! And a flag's thrown! How about Chris Blair?
Yeah, they threw the flag because the guy was holding his other hand down.
Yeah, man.
So he had to go catch it one-handed and get his feet in, and he did. So cool there from Easton Stick and Chris Blair in preseason game number one for the Atlanta Falcons, which ended early.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about that in the first segment. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. But fun to see the team back out there, obviously. You mentioned it in the first segment, Randy. We're out here at Flowery Branch today. Tomorrow and Wednesday, by all accounts, from what we understand about the way they treat their lead up to the season, tomorrow and Wednesday are the two most important days of camp.
Yeah,
right.
The
joint practices, because nobody plays in preseason, and these are the ones where they get sort of that action. So,
but you got a team
we're here.
You got a team that's coming in here that actually played their starters in Tampa,
right?
With the young quarterback, so those guys went out there and did get some action. But yeah, this is how teams like the Falcons, who don't play their starters, this is how they view the team practices, the joint practices against other teams, as the day, as 2 days of high level competition. Something is even higher level than preseason games. Okay,
they do.
You know, and so I mean, all of that.
At least I think they do.
All of that is fine and dandy, you know. But I think that, you know, when you look at. And I hate to – well, they play this guy. It's just different philosophy for different coaches. Yes, I know Patrick Mahomes played yesterday or whenever this weekend.
Yeah.
And some other guys played. Joe Burrow played. Yep.
Yeah.
That's how they view it. Andy Reid's always played his starters.
Yeah.
And he's always played his starters. But other teams view it completely different.
Yep.
Chicago got a young quarterback. Did he play? Nope. But did Tua play? Yeah. And so it's just one of those – like, I forgot the phrase you used last week, punching at the clouds or something.
Yeah, we can scream at the clouds if we want, but – weather's going to do what it wants.
Yep. Like right now.
Again, maybe we need to start screaming at the clouds because it's been raining more than half the days we've been here this year.
Yeah.
And again, we're not complaining. It's a lot of fun to do this job no matter what the weather is. It's just been way worse weather this year than normal. Like sitting here under this thing trying to not get soaked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. But this
like Andre 3000 said though, Randy, you can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather.
But it's yes, that is so true. But this that rain that's like misty and it comes in sideways.
This is what we call Seattle rain.
Yeah, it comes in a little sideways. So even though we're covered up, it's coming up under the tent.
Right, it kind of floats up.
Yeah, it comes.
Comes
under,
and gets you.
Comes underneath it and everything. But I wouldn't rather be any place else.
Nope. Neither would I.
The traffic is amazing getting up here, 30 minutes every day.
Oh.
It's all just got to contend with the parking. That's it.
Yeah. We got to add twice that. But you know what? You get a chance to listen to the radio station more. You check out some podcasts. You can do your taxes.
285 was 285.
Oh, dude, it was crazy. To get from Smyrna to the river, which is 2 miles, took me like 35 minutes.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm not even across the Chattahoochee yet. This is outrageous.
285 with 285.
All right, so here, look, you know, again, you can't predict injuries, you can't prevent injuries, all that kind of stuff. But when stuff like what happened on Friday night happens, that is part of why coaches are very, very hesitant to play starters in preseason.
Yes.
Here's Raheem after the game talking about what happened.
You know, out of complete respect for Maurice Norris and his family, for him, for his team, for his head coach, and all the guys that are involved, us included, we thought it was the right thing to do. And I really don't have much to say other than it's the right thing to do for his family and everybody involved.
Yeah, man, those are those unfortunate things about this game, man. You know, and, I mean, you hate, first of all, you hate to see anybody get hurt. But more than anything, you hate to have stretchers and ambulances and overnight stays in hospitals become a factor in this game because, I mean, it is a violent game, and that was a very violent shot that he took, man. And it's, you know, it's one of the things where, you know, when you're the guy that caused the injury, I saw him down on one knee, and I saw Rock come over there and his teammates, because you do that human element does come out of you when you happen to have an incident where – you were a part of the – now, it wasn't on purpose or anything like that. But from what you read about the young man, he is doing well. He's back at the – I think Dan came out today and said he's back at the facility.
Yeah.
He's in the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But the best thing is that he left Mercedes-Benz. He was able to move all his extremities and all those. So that's always the most important thing. But, it's just an unfortunate thing. I was not surprised that they went ahead and just like, okay, let's just call this right now. Because the one thing about it, as late as it was in the game, it's hard to get that thing, rev back up when you see an incident like that on the field.
I think it was a really cool moment of sportsmanship, too, when everybody went out there and they just snapped the ball and then everybody stood around.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, symbolism, but – I think it was the right move. And again, like, it's why when we talk about these games leading into them, we pay a lot of respect to the guys that are going to be playing in the games. Not talking about this doesn't matter, that doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, you can't say it doesn't matter and somebody gets hurt like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, it does.
It matters to him. He was out there doing it.
Yeah,
and thankfully, it sounds like he's going to be okay. So, yeah, but just a scary moment on Friday night, but it sounds like at the very least he's going to be recovering, and who knows? Maybe he'll play again soon. Let's hear some highlights from the Braves weekend.
Yeah, man.
2-2 to Ozuna. Marcell Ozuna, kiss that baby goodbye. A big fly. His third in two games, and it opens it up here in the seventh.
Yeah, that hip hasn't bothered him for a long time. No, I think he's just getting to play a little more all of a sudden, and you know, he's getting his swing off better.
Yeah, it looked like it. Two homers on Saturday, one yesterday again. He had a couple last week also. It does look like Marcell Ozuna is healthy now. Awesome if that happened earlier in the year, but it is what it is. He didn't get hurt on purpose.
Yes.
Would have been awesome if it happened like 3 weeks ago, and then you could have got something back for him at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
But again, timed out how it did. So at least we get to enjoy Marcell Ozuna for the rest of the season.
Yeah, man. I mean, he was raking this weekend, and it's one of those, well, better late than never.
No. Yeah. It would have been better earlier.
Yeah. There's nothing you can say because how did you not know that this was going to happen?
Yeah.
You knew that Marcell Ozuna was going to start playing the way he did. You knew Michael Harris was going to come out of his little funk.
Uh-huh.
All these things you knew. You knew these things were going to all happen after the trade deadline and after they were kind of officially out
four
of the
Four out of five.
You know that was going to happen.
Four out of five over
it's
the Marlins over the
damn
weekend.
Five.
You know, the Marlins were playing pretty good. Like, they've been one of the
but it's so Braves-like
yes, it is.
For them to do this when they're so far out of it. When the Mets are struggling the way they're struggling.
Now, at least that's happening.
Yeah.
You know?
That don't make me feel
At least
no damn
the
better.
Mets are metting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that don't make me feel no damn better.
No,
I'm just saying, like,
it would just make me feel better if the Braves had done this 3 months ago.
Yeah, man. And then, you know, he looked like he looked like Marcell Ozuna last week in the field. What a great grab by Profar, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just an Now, he did look like Marcell in one play. Call it what it is.
Oh, yeah. Last week, misjudged it over his head.
And he looked like Marcell on that, but except the ball didn't fall 10 feet before the wall. He actually was able to go up and get the ball.
Yeah. He did what Marcell was trying to do.
Yeah, he knew Marcell was.
All those years ago.
Yeah, he was attempting what Marcell
saw it, and he was like, yeah, see? That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Quit making fun of me.
Yeah, he attempted.
People do it.
Yeah, he attempted to do that.
Yeah, yeah, Profar had a couple hits yesterday, too. Yeah. And you said Harris with another homer. Like, I don't know. I'm happy to see. And this is kind of what it was when everything went down the toilet and we knew the season was cooked like a month ago. It was like, well, at least hopefully these guys that have been in season-long slumps can hit their way out of it. Michael Harris has, like, flat out. Like, he's been one of the best hitters in baseball since the All-Star break.
Yes. Drake Baldwin, if he's not the NL Rookie of the Year, I don't know who is. I'm sure there's somebody out that I'm not thinking about, but this guy, I mean, got the goods, Buck. Yeah, he got
the good player.
Yes, he is. And then obviously yesterday, I don't even know the young lady's name. Historic day yesterday at the park. Called a female umpire yesterday, and we were just talking about because I was waiting for the first pitch. I was like, "What is she gonna do?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's a little ball, but whatever."
She expanded the zone.
She expanded the zone. Fine. It was cool that they got the ball. Everything. Now I was curious because they gave her the ball, and Sean Murphy did a great job of holding the ball, and they had it. If it was a ball, would they have done that? Or your first strike?
I think either way.
Oh, okay.
Now, maybe that's why she called it a strike, because she was like, I want the first pitch of the game that I umpired to be a strike.
Because it was.
It's more fun like that.
Because it was.
No, I think they keep it either way.
Oh, okay.
But then, like, does she get to keep it, or does Cooperstown grab it and put it in the Hall of Fame, or you know what I mean? Like, because if I'm her, I want it.
Yeah, I would want it.
Yeah.
But I don't know how these things work, because a lot of times the guys want to keep stuff, and the people, they take it. And it's crazy because they just take your stuff. Like, can I have, like,
well, don't you have to give it to him?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know how that works as far as where that ball is going to go. But yeah, good for her. Cool for her. Also,
it'd be on my mantle.
She got a chance to do
if I was her. I don't know if she has a mantle. Yeah. I don't know what her house looks like.
People have mantles.
Or like a centerpiece or something like that, like a table.
You know? Like I would get it like glassed into the coffee table.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little sunken in. Shout out, hey Bo, we're gonna take a late break here because David Onyemata is walking over, so we're gonna clear a little space for Falcons defensive lineman to sit down with us here and chat for a little bit. I will let you know.
What's up, brother?
This first hour of the show. Hey, David, how are you? This first hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Abe is getting us set up here. David's gonna get his headsets on. We're going to have a little chat.
That's enough stuff, man.
How are you, David? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Not yet.
Is the cord too short? More?
Uh-oh. Okay.
We got him?
Yeah, we're good.
We're going to turn him up. Just give us a little check. Just maybe count to three.
Three.
Nope. Can't
all
hear
right,
him.
See, here we go. See, this is why. Go ahead. Try it now.
All right.
Okay,
there you go. Oh, no, it started.
Good.
It did
you're
it.
Good. You're good. You're good.
Sorry,
thanks,
man.
Appreciate it, bro.
Okay, how's it? There it is. There it is, David. Thank you for sitting down with us. How are you?
No problem. Doing great. Yourself?
Doing really well. Awesome. Obviously getting ready for the conversation today. We found out last night we're going to talk to you. Looking it up. Going into year 10.
Yeah.
The OG.
That's got to feel pretty special, doesn't it?
It sure is. You know, 10 years ain't no joke, but, you know, we're still going.
You're the OG of the room, though. I mean, I'm pretty sure do that because you got a young one. You got a lot of young players in that room right now. How do they address you?
Same D.O.
Okay, no OG.
D.O., not OG?
Not OG. D.O., no OG. Just making sure. But to that point, you know, we got a chance to see a lot of them. Obviously, you weren't out there on Friday night, but you got to see a lot of the young guys that we talk about and everything like that. And we were just, before we got you on, talking about where you are, the interior. We talked about Dorlis and Rook and all those guys. How have you watched them mature? Because they were here last year.
Yeah.
But as far as off-season conditioning and going to training camp.
Nah, you know, it's just seeing them take that next step. You know, even in regards to all the guys in the room, TQ, Laquelle, you know, Zach, Street, everybody, you know. It's just the main thing we've just been focusing on, basically improving in every sense.
David Onyemata joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. In a situation like Friday when you know you're not going to play, but there's a lot of those young guys like you mentioned that are out there, what are you doing on Friday on the sideline? Like, what's the game like for you?
Just watching everything, you know, keeping an eye out there, especially trying to help the guys, you know, just give them a little pointer here and there, just try to help them get going.
What is that like, though? I mean, because, you know, you are, like I said, you were a young player down in New Orleans. I'm sure Cam and all those guys took you under their wing and helped you out. How are you helping these guys out? Because it's you know this, man. This sport's hard.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a young player with expectations.
No, most definitely. It's just seeing the little details and just telling them when they come off the field just so you can kind of help them in certain things. You see certain tendencies and certain things that hold up. You kind of just give them that inside just so that, you know, folks who play faster.
Maybe for because we saw Rook play a bit last year. He'll obviously play more this season. For fans, maybe it's some of his mentality, maybe it's some stuff that he does physically. Tell us what you've seen from him being around him.
It's basically everything. We're around each other basically every hour of the day in the building, you know, from the weight room to the field to the film room, you know, so just seeing the improvement with him and Brandon, you know, going into your second year now, just seeing the way they take in, you know, the details from Nate, our coach, and how they apply on the field.
How's the new defense with, I mean, you got a new, this is your third quarter since you've been, right? Am I not mistaken?
That's right.
Yeah, your third quarter. How has it been in Brick's defense so far for you?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, regardless of the circumstances of the game, what was that, on Friday, you could see things coming to light, you know. It's great.
David Onyemata joining us here, Midday Show with Andy and Randy live in Flowery Branch. What are, I mean, I don't know, put a number on it. I'm not saying put a number on it, just expectations-wise for you guys as a defensive line.
Yeah.
What do you think this group can be this season?
The sky's the limit, you know. It's a whole lot we could achieve, you know. But for example, like the way I think about it, we're still in training camp phase, you know. There's no light at the end of the tunnel right now. We're still grinding. So, you know, when the initial season actually starts, then we'll talk a little more.
Well, you get an opportunity tomorrow to obviously hit somebody else.
That too.
You know, it's always the grind of the training camp, going against, I mean, you know everything Lynch's going to do, probably everything that Bergeron's going to do. Mm-hmm. You guys go against it so much. Talk about the importance of what's going on tomorrow.
It's great. It's another way for you to evaluate yourself, even though for the veterans as well, regardless of who you are on the roster, it's another opportunity for you to get to evaluate yourself, and you're going against someone else, you know.
I'm hoping this happens this year, selfishly and also for you. Just love seeing defensive linemen score touchdowns.
Yeah.
You've got a pick in your career, two fumble recoveries.
Yeah.
Feels like this is going to be a group that's going to get after the quarterback
Most definitely.
Do you ever think about what you would do?
Scoop and score, baby.
Yeah, and then you get in there. Like, do you ever think about what you would do if you got into the end zone?
Drop the ball and jump back.
All
that, you're going to spend so much time burning energy, you're going to get back on the field tired. So, yeah, I'm not doing
that.
Just
do like a casual dance or something
that. Casually walk off.
All right, fair enough.
You know, we had fun last week because obviously, you know, trainer camp scuffles are a big part of what goes on and everything. Mm-hmm. And there's a young player scuffling all the time out here. Do you take him like, hey, young fella? Because the fighting, that you were just talking about the energy it takes. That's like four plays out of practice that it takes out of you for that one scuffle.
But we've all been there.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody, you got to. At some point in your career, you know, we've all been there.
Right.
Even you?
He's
mixing up down there at Moultrie.
Young Onyemata? Starting fights?
I guess. So.
Not anymore?
I guess.
I find it hard to believe. I guess I've seen you play, so the player is a little different than the guy. Just kind of looking at your path, and I don't want to have to do too much like history here, but you're a really interesting path. Where do you spend your off seasons? Like, you've lived so many different places, went to college in Canada, obviously started in New Orleans. Where's home?
I basically just where I'm playing at. Right. So home basically right now is Atlanta, you know? Yeah.
How, and it's my last one for you, because you came in and you were brought to help out Grady Jarrett in the interior. Great job doing that. He's gone now.
Yeah.
How has that been without that voice in that room?
You know, you got to understand in this league, it's kind of like it's a next man up mentality, you know. So I feel the big thing is, like I said, we all coming together as a group and just, you know, getting this thing going. Yeah.
David, we appreciate
you, my brother. Most stay healthy, man.
Thank you very much. That's David Onyemata there, Falcons defensive lineman. Nice enough to spend some time with us. The veteran on the defensive line just sounds good. We'll go to break and get that figured out. Yeah. We'll come right back here live from Flower Creek Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here live at Falcons Training Camp in Flowery Branch. This hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Thanks again to David Onyemata for stopping by and hanging out with us there in the last segment. Always nice to catch up with one of the members of the Falcons team once practice wraps up, and a guy who is the elder statesman on the defensive line this year for sure. He is. He didn't seem super comfortable with that term. He said, just call me D.O. But so he's one of those, what do they call it, talk softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah, man. Right? But he's one of those guys where that when I ask people about him, just quiet, reserved dude. Yep. You can tell that right then and there, man. But, he's the guy that we didn't know what was going to – his future was going to be.
That's true.
His whole offseason.
Yep, that's right.
I remember J.P., Joe Patrick, give him credit. He was like, they can't lose both of them. You know, and so having a veteran in that thing, and he's an example type guy.
Uh-huh.
Meaning, watching the young kids, if you need help, I'm going to help you. And if you get out, not only say get out of line, but you're doing something wrong, I'll come over there and correct you.
He's also a pretty incredible story. Like, for people that maybe don't know, he grew up in Nigeria. He didn't play any football until he came to Canada to go to college. And he came to Canada to go to college because one of his siblings was living in British Columbia, and he visited her and liked it.
Right.
And then he came over and went to school in Manitoba, I think it was, and just saw football, like CFL, and was like, I don't know, maybe.
Let me try it.
And then tried it and worked out and got drafted in the fourth round by the Saints a handful of years ago. And then I was looking it up this morning. I was like, fourth round? I was like, what pick? At 120. I was like, I wonder if you guys were similar. He was 120. You were 114.
114, yeah.
But that would have been a weird coincidence if it was the same number. But, yeah, and now here he is going into year 10 after all that. I mean, that's pretty wild. It's pretty wild to really not be around the game at all until late in your teens and then be able to figure it out, and not only figure it out, but make a career out of it the way that he has.
Yeah, I mean,
10 years in the NFL is no joke.
2 years as a damn interior defensive lineman, too, because that's the – you're always going to have somebody hands on you, like four or five, you know. And so, yeah, but good to have him on. And like he was talking about the young player. We mentioned him earlier. I mean, they got a young room opposite of him. I mean, the next guy after him is who? Is it three-year guy? Is it Street?
It could be. It could Taquan Graham might be in his fourth year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe even his fifth year, possibly.
That's what I'm saying. Like you look at him.
I mean, Arnold Ibikati's in his fourth year, but yeah, like that's
like
it.
Him and then obviously Leonard Floyd too.
Oh right,
Leonard Floyd. Yeah, so you look at that right there. It's like this is a young defensive line.
It is, and you know that's something we've spent a lot of time this camp talking about. We finally got a chance to see him play on Friday, and yes, they're young. They're young bunch of guys that are on the interior and the edge on the Falcons' defensive line, but they're also going to be the starters, or at least in the rotation, right? They're going to play a lot, and they looked like guys that are going to play a lot on Friday night against who the Lions had out there, and that's no slight against anybody. That's what you're supposed to look like when you're a starter playing against backups, and that's what they look like on Friday. That, to me, that was one of the most encouraging things was if you're going to be going up against a second unit or in some cases third-string guys on Detroit's line, look better than them.
Yeah.
And they looked a lot better than them, which was really cool to see.
Yes. I thought they played tough. We talked about James Pierce-Farmer. I thought Jalen Walker played really good against the run. Like, he held the point and all those different things, was able to make some plays in the backfield because he didn't let the tackle or whoever it was move him out the way. And we were talking about Dorlis. I mean, Ibikati with the sack. I mean, they just, like, again, we would talk bad about it if they got ran through.
Oh, yeah.
And they went out there.
There's been many Mondays after the first preseason game where we've come in and been like, those are the guys that are going to be playing for the Falcons.
Yeah.
And they were playing against guys that aren't going to be playing for whatever team it was they played. And it was even.
Yes.
It looked like a stalemate.
Yes.
So for them to go out there and look, you know, I don't know, physically imposing was really good. The other thing, too, is like it's not just the fact that they were able to kind of get the better of them. It was just kind of fun to see the style in which they played.
Yes.
It felt like
attacking
a little bit. Yeah, right. A bit more aggressive. There was a lot of physicality. I think Helms probably would be the guy that comes up first.
Here
when you're
comes
thinking
the
about
boom.
Some of the physicality in the game on Friday. That's a guy who was very excited to hit someone.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Because, again, remember, like, he had a nice end of his rookie year, and he was a guy that, you know, Falcons fans really kind of felt like they saw something in, and then last year got hurt before the season, so didn't get to play.
Right.
That was his first chance to get back out there and hit somebody in another helmet in over a year.
Yes.
So that. Yeah, and he looked like he was into it. He was chirping at the sideline.
Yeah.
I don't know what finger he was showing those guys. It was one of them.
I don't
know. Not
but
sure. It was one of them.
He was giving them the business about how he felt about them. Go kick rocks. And not so many in a harsher word or harsher phrase than that right there, man. But, yeah, watching that, I mean, just
that's funny. The guy over there in the parking lot literally just kicked a rock when you said that. We didn't mean you, man.
Yeah.
You can hang around.
But, yeah, but practice is over. Then it looks like – it feels like now – how it always feels after it rains, starts to get a little hot.
Yeah, I'm going to have to lose
humid,
this vest.
And all those different
not doing
things, man.
Favors.
But we did get to see some of the – shoot the blank with some of the fans there. Then guy – one of our listeners called in a while back and asked my favorite – what one of my favorite cards was. I told him he brought the card so I could sign.
Oh, cool.
Forgot his name, but his lady was Nicole, I think it was. So Nicole and her dude – thank y'all for coming by.
There was a couple that are App State alum.
Yes, I saw
and
that.
And they brought a little App State alumni pennant and asked me to sign it. And I was like, well, I didn't go to App State.
Right.
Nor did I play any sports at any university.
Right.
And they were like, well, your wife did.
Right.
I was like, true.
Yeah.
You really want me to ruin your pennant? Huh. And she was like, yeah, please, sign it.
Okay.
But then they couldn't find the pen. So luckily the pennant was saved. I don't know, man. I don't know if that one's better or worse. I can't be signing people's Falcons jerseys.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't one year we came up and we had, like, cards of ourselves? Like our picture.
Did we?
I'm trying to think. Did we have pictures of ourselves that we've signed?
I don't think I have.
Oh.
Maybe they had them for you and Hugh.
Before you got here.
Oh, I don't think I had any of that.
I think they printed off some damn cards.
I just feel like, I mean, I'll sign your 92.9 The Game shirt.
Right.
Like, I'll sign whatever you want.
Right.
But I will say before I sign something valuable, like, are you sure?
Right.
Like, signing a somebody years ago. We gave away a Julio Jones jersey on the night show, and the guy came to get it from an event. He was like, "I want you to sign it." And
there
I was
you
like,
go.
"This jersey's worth $100, and Julio Jones is one of the best players in the NFL."
Right?
You don't want me to ruin this?
No, but
and he was like, "No, I got it from you." And
yeah,
I was like,
"Exactly.
Okay,
yeah. So that's the thing about it is like you know the significance of how that jersey is on his wall now. Andy from Andy Bunker.
It's hard to sign jerseys.
Yes.
Also.
Yes,
like,
it's very true.
Footballs
very,
is way easier talented. To sign, or paper,
very
easier to sign. You got to, like, hold them tight,
yes,
you know?
Very talented.
Yeah.
Very,
something you don't think about.
The hardest thing to sign are towels.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, towels, like people with the fan towels, yes,
yeah.
they are very, very hard to sign.
How about cleavage?
The one attempt that I had, the stroke was clean, bro.
Good. Good. It seems like it would be pretty easy. Well, I guess it is, yeah. It seems like it would be pretty easy.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again to David Onyemata for hanging out with us. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get into an NFL no huddle, all the other big stories from the first weekend in NFL preseason. There was a lot of cool stuff that happened over
yeah,
the weekend.
Man.
We'll react to a lot of it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.